WKQI FM HD2 and HD3 Detroit.
WSNX Muskegon Grand Rapids.
WVKS Toledo. This is Mojo in the Morning.
Oh, Mojo, he's amazing.
Live.
Mojo in the Morning. Home of the phone scams, the War of the Roses, and the Dirty on the 30. It is great having you listen to us today. Thank you so much. We love you, love you, love you for that. Question to the gentlemen on the show here, Spike and Mike and Reese. I have a question for you guys.
All right.
What is the appropriate distance that you stand from the urinal while you are peeing? Because I got called out for standing too close.
Too close?
Yes. I actually was, first off, I was in the bathroom and I had a guy that was like hovering, you know, behind me. It was a busy bathroom.
That's the guy that needs to be called out.
Yes.
And the guy said to me, he goes, after I finished, you know, peeing and I was walking over to the sink to go and wash my hands, the guy says to me, hey, you kind of stand a little too close to the thing, you're gonna get splatter on your, you know, he said his D.
Well, I could already tell you that guy's an a-hole, because
yeah, what the hell is he watching for?
The problem is guys are disgusting pigs, and if you look under any urinal, there's puddles. It doesn't matter if the cleaning crew was just through, guys are disgusting pigs. And they stand and think they can arc it 2 foot spray. It doesn't work that way. There's a reason the urinal comes out at the bottom, because it's supposed to catch all the drips and dribbles. So you got to be at least hovering over that bottom part.
So I have a couple of things. I get really, really close, almost as if that I'm inside of the urinal. And maybe 2 or 3 inches from probably any kind of porcelain that could touch my ding dong.
Yeah, you don't want to touch.
And I don't like anything touching, honestly.
And this guy says that you should be 6 to 8 inches away from it. So standing back, peeing into it. And I just don't like it, because I just, you know, I have, you know, penis problems as far as size goes.
I was waiting for whatever comment you were going to make.
I have kind of issues with, you know, people kind of like seeing what I look like, because I went to all guys Catholic school when I was younger.
You have a little penis.
And I never wanted guys to, you know, to see how little I was. So I always stood really close. So I still do it to this day.
Oh God, I don't care. If you want to look, go ahead and look. I'm a small guy. You already know I'm going to be small. Don't be disgusting and leave the bathroom in a shambles where I got to stand in an inch of your pee because you're standing 3 foot back.
But this guy brought up a really interesting point. He said you get splashback if you're that close.
No, and then honestly, then you're not aiming the right direction.
There is a little bit of splashback. Don't you ever see that though when you go to the bathroom?
Not if you're peeing correctly. You got to hit it at the angles so that it goes. It's all going.
Isn't there something in there that you're supposed to hit?
Well,
don't you? Sometimes you guys always talk about it.
One brand, they put a little bee, a little honey bee at the bottom into the ceramic so that guys typically will aim into the porcelain bowl better, because they're children. Men are children, it's, and they don't know how to aim.
I had to put Cheerios in the toilet to teach Smith how to pee in the toilet.
Yeah.
If you go right above that little thing,
yeah,
like whatever that little cake is down there, whatever it is at the bottom, if you go right above it, the angle of when the porcelain kind of folds up, nothing will splash back.
Splash when you aim directly at it straight, and then you're hitting it at a 90-degree angle.
They don't have the cakes anymore, though, Mike. The little hockey pucks.
Mm-mm.
They now have other things. I think the hockey pucks were deemed to be bad for the environment or something.
What were those for?
They were air for smell.
And your urine would activate it.
Y'all don't flush the urinals?
No.
No, you flush. You flush.
No, you don't. The water runs over the cake, and then it would activate the smell, the air freshener.
But if you're flushing every time, why would you need the air freshener?
Because we
guys
are gross.
Guys are gross.
Well, because you don't flush it.
Yeah, guys don't
Y'all
flush.
Men have all of the audacity in the world to talk about how gross women's restrooms are. We don't have something in there because we don't flush. Y'all are gross.
Well, guys don't want to touch the urinal. So they don't touch it. They don't flush it. So, and this is not guys in the room here. We're complaining too. It's just guys are pigs. It's the same reason guys pee all over the seat. They don't want to take the one second it takes to put the seat up.
Even though you still flush, there are still toilets that people will put little things in there, like with the blue water and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they'll have those things automatically in there just because they want to keep the smell, you know, from becoming bad.
Although y'all are also the same people in the world that have to have fake flies put into your toilets so that you pee into them. So I don't want to hear it.
Well, the new trend now is they're all replacing the flushing with the flushless urinals.
Oh, I hate those.
There's no water.
I hate those. I feel like those things, the flushless ones, have a smell to them, even if they don't have a smell. Like, psychologically, I feel like they smell just because they have no water.
But honestly, the smell is coming from guys peeing on the wall and the floor and everything, and it
but
sits
also,
there.
Yeah. Why not have, like, a continuous flow urinal, then, that you don't even have to flush, that just always has water going through it?
Because how many gallons a minute is that wasting of water?
Well, I'm sure you can recycle the water.
Pee water cleans out pee water.
No, but like a beautiful fountain feature.
Well, that's what they had in the troughs in like Joe Louis Arena and Red Wings games. It would just be constant water flowing, but you had 100 guys in there peeing every minute, so it was worth it.
Yeah.
You can't have that in an office bathroom. You can't have a gallon of water per minute.
Hey, AJ, how close do you stand to the urinal?
Probably maybe about a foot or so. But what I was saying is when it comes to the urinals, if you notice, the edges around the side are rounded. So if you aim to those sides, it's, you know, the perfect curvature around the edge of the urinal, so there's no splashback.
Yeah.
You know what you guys need? I just thought of this idea. You know when you go to the airport and you stand in that machine at TSA and you put your hands over your head and there are footprints on the ground?
Right.
You need those in front of the urinal, so it's like the perfect spot. You could just stand in the footprint.
Well, you can't have that because if guys are different sizes, so... And I'm not just talking our hose. I'm talking some guys might be bigger with a beer belly. Yeah. Some guys might be real skinny, so they shouldn't all be standing the same distance.
Or some guys might be taller. Some guys might be shorter.
Or what about the guys that are dangerous and don't hold it at all and just kind of let it flap around like a firearm?
Oh, I hate those guys. They're so afraid. I don't know what they're afraid of touching themselves. Like they're going to be gay if they touch their own wiener. And
they stick their bellies out.
Yeah, they put their bellies out and they put their hands on their hips like, I'm not touching anything. Thing. And it's like, what are you proving?
Can I say that also there's a discriminatory thing with urinals? All the urinals now are way too short for guys my size.
Oh my God.
They're very, very short ones. I hate when bathrooms only have one urinal like ours does, and it's a very short urinal. They need to have two urinals, one for somebody that's 5'10" or above, and then one for somebody that's, you know, below 5'8".
I don't mind that one. That makes me feel like I'm an average-sized human, so I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I like the short ones.
Working on the squat to pee.
Yeah.
The short kings always take the short one. We leave the tall one up for you guys.
Mm-hmm. What's up, Judy?
Hey, I just wanted to comment. Somebody made a mention of guys not wanting to touch after they pee. Mm-hmm. I just have to say, if people are washing their hands after they go to the bathroom, they don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, you figured that out. Guys are pigs. They don't wash their hands. I watch guys
I don't know why that's not a standard. I noticed that with COVID, people are like, oh, wash your hands. I'm like, why are people not already washing their hands?
That's why we had a worldwide pandemic. Guys don't wash their hands in the men's room.
they should
there
actually...
There you go, you solved it.
What they should do is... Why don't they do this? Why don't they have the urinal where you pee into it, but a place to wash your hands while you're peeing? At the same time.
Well, you still got to put your thing away and zip up. You don't want to get your pants wet.
Or right there in the same spot. Like, why do you have to walk to a totally different area of the bathroom?
Is it hard to walk over there?
No, but if they had them both together, more guys, I think, would wash their hands because they'd get called out for not.
You know what? I saw an argument that said, why do you need to wash your hands after touching it? Because it shouldn't be that dirty anyways. Now, I wash my hands every time, but that's a good point. Why do you need to wash it if it's clean?
Basically, you just gave a disclaimer that you don't wash your hands every time.
I absolutely do wash my hands every time.
I like that. Now I wash my hands all the time.
I heard somebody
else. But why do they do this thing?
No, but that's a good point.
Like, somebody else said
your
this.
Your junk
thing.
Is shouldn't be dirty.
You were waiting to see if we all agreed with you or didn't agree with you.
No,
but you're absolutely right. Point. Your penis should be clean.
But something dirty is coming out of it.
Yeah, and touching it ain't bad, though.
I also don't understand why guys don't, like, dab the tip.
I honest to God, have always wondered that.
Like, I don't understand your...
We shake
like,
it.
I know, but that would be the same as us shaking it, right. And it's still not good enough. right?
Yeah.
It grosses me out that you guys just put that back into your underwear. Like, it's so gross to think about. I don't trust men because y'all are dirty no matter what you do.
I don't. I always tap it on the wall, make sure the hose is clean.
or get really close and then hit the flush button and flush it.
Yeah, yeah.
You touch the water coming
just
down.
Just rinse it off while it's in there.
Yeah, I call it drown the crown.
Wait, hold on a second. I saw a guy one time doing this. I'm not saying I do this, but I touched it. What's going on, Al? Hi.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. What's going on?
Hey, you need a tinkle toy.
Explain what a tinkle toy is.
It's like a little bullseye that goes in the bottom where the drain holes are in the urinals.
Well, that's kind of what the pucks were, but then now they don't spend the money on those anymore.
The pucks you get splashed back. The tinkle toy is like painted on there.
I love that boys need toys to pee.
Mm-hmm.
Grown men.
They're dumb creatures. If it were left up to us, we'd be extinct. Thank God that smarter women exist to keep our entire species alive.
Kyle, what's going on? It's Mojo in the Morning.
So to the hand washing argument that your junk isn't dirty, your hands are dirty regardless. Before you go in, you're touching handles, whatever, you're working on your car,
yep,
all that stuff. You come in, go to the bathroom. You should wash your hands after anyway.
I wash before and after, and sometimes I put my wiener in the sink a little bit and clean that up too.
I actually know guys that say it's more important to wash before than wash after.
I mean, I kind of...
And then that's fine. At least you're washing your hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Thank you for the call, Kyle.
Yeah.
Vile Kyle. What's going on, Amanda?
Okay, so you guys have seen the movie Billy Madison, right?
Oh, yes. Love.
Okay, when Adam Sandler is at the elementary school and he stands at the urinal that's for like little tiny children and he has to squat down to pee.
Yes.
That's how I picture Mojo when he goes through a urinal.
That's what it's like. I'm telling you, the urinals here at the station are so small and they wonder why people urinate on top of the ledge. It's because there's tall people that have to use the same urinal.
That ledge is over 4 feet high. There's no way your penis lines up with over 4 feet.
My penis
You're
comes
6'2".
Right to the edge of it. Comes right to the edge.
That's Chelsea's like chest
one lucky
level.
Lady.
And she is. Thank you. Take care of yourself, Amanda. Bye.
Thank you, too.